Hello?
Tyler?
Yes?
Hey, it's Amy with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. Is this a better time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. How are you doing today?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So your account came across my desk for a possible upgrade. Have you ever heard of Google Guarantee?
Nope.
Okay, so above the map and above the Google Ads section on the first page of Google, when people do a search for tree services, tree care, tree removal, any of the services that you're providing, there's a section of service providers that say Google Guarantee next to them, and they have a green check mark. Provided directly through Google. So the advantage to this is you only pay for leads that you actually get. You don't pay for leads that are, you know, spam calls or solicitation calls. You don't have to chase the client down. But the most important thing is that the client contacts you directly and the leads don't go to anybody else.
Uh-huh. Oh, did I not pay you guys last month?
No, you did.
Yeah. Well, then that means you guys weren't working last month, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The Google Guarantee is a different program than what you already have with Local Splash.
Okay.
It's an upgrade to the account.
Okay, so if I do that, it'll negate that last month, right?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't have to pay for this upgrade and then pay for my normal thing, right?
Oh, yeah, you would. It's a completely separate program.
Okay, what is this program?
So this is the Google Guarantee program. So what happens is this gives you 13 Google Guarantee leads per month.
Isn't that what the normal account is already supposed to be doing? It's supposed to be getting me to the top of that list?
So the regular account that you have is for the local listing within the local map on Google, and yes, the whole entire point of that is to get you to the top of that list, yes. This is a completely different service.
Okay.
That's offered to only certain service providers who qualify for an upgrade and have met the qualifications. So having business license and insurance, all face-to-face employees get a background check. It includes quite a few different type of services. So have you had any experience through, say, like HomeAdvisor or Angie's Leads?
Fuck those people.
Yeah, this is completely different than that. So as a frame of reference, when you sign up for that program, you pay for leads, whether or not you get the jobs, you're stuck calling those people and chasing them down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the complete opposite of that. What this is direct contact through a pay-per-lead service that comes straight from Google. So Google saw how things were working with those pay-per-lead services, Angie's, HomeAdvisor, Porch, House, all those different pay-per-lead services. They got enough complaints that they created this beta program that is directly through Google. So they have a way to filter the leads. When the leads come into you, those people are ready to go. If somebody clicks on your website, you're not charged for the lead. If somebody clicks on your listing, you're not charged for the lead. The only time that you're charged for the lead is when it's an actual qualified client, okay?
So it's not like a monthly service?
So the way it works is there's a $250 application fee to get all of the applications in, all background checks, and Google Guarantee certification. That process takes between 4 to 6 weeks. Once that is completed, then we contact you and we set the minimum monthly budget. The minimum monthly budget for 13 Google Guarantee leads is $435, putting your lead cost at a flat rate of $33.33. It will never go up or change.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in that right now.
Okay. Is there any particular reason?
I'm just not interested in it. I haven't had good, I know you explained it's different, but, you know, I will never pay for a specifically ever again. If you had like a monthly service that, you know, sent people to me, that's one thing, but I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
As of right now. Also, yeah. I don't think I'm quite ready, but I would like to pay for my next month for my normal stuff. I didn't realize I didn't pay you guys last month.
No, your account is completely paid up. I wouldn't have contacted you if your account wasn't paid up. They would have contacted you for failed payment recovery. So your next payment is due August 2nd at $199.
Oh, okay. So because I got something on June 5th. I just see that now. I didn't see this before. I get 1,000 text messages all the time. But I just saw it because, you know, you said you were from Local Splash, so I searched up my the past stuff that I have from you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest, I haven't really been on top of it.
That's okay. Yeah, it shows you failed payment on the 5th, but then you called back in on the 13th, and you had the account squared. You got the account squared away. You put down a different card.
Okay, awesome. So I'm on auto pay now. We're all good to go, huh?
Yep, exactly. Absolutely 100% good to go.
Awesome. Alrighty. And then so as for what you're speaking of, would I be, you know, available for that in the future if I so decide?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that you got burnt by, you know, Home Advisor Angie's Leads and the way that they do stuff, and it put a sour taste in your mouth. I get that.
I spent like $500 and they're still calling me asking for another $700. I did three jobs. Most of the leads that they gave me, I called somebody and I'm like, hi, I'm responding to your request for tree service, and they're like, oh no, I need a carpenter. Like, I cut trees, not pressure boards.
Right? I completely understand. Trust me, I hear that all the time. And the thing
they sent me into a collections agency for this $700, and it's not like I don't have it, but honestly, I don't want to pay them.
Right.
They
and you shouldn't have to. There's a class action lawsuit set against that company. Just let your bank know that. You really shouldn't have to pay anything additional because of the way that they practice business. They're being sued by the FTC. So I don't see that you actually are going to have to pay that. Yeah. So, but
how do I get it out of collections, though? Because if in collections, that goes against my credit, you know?
Yeah, so what you have to do is you have to contact the bank that the card is drawn on and let them know because they go back in and they fight for you is the way that that works.
Oh, so I just call my bank?
Yeah, your bank that the card is drawn on because that's the account that they're putting the lien against. And you let them know, listen, this is the situation, you know what I mean? And I wasn't aware that they were basically committing fraud by lying to me about the services that they provide. And they charged me for all this stuff and never provided services.
Could you do me a favor and text me what you just said so I can go to the bank tomorrow?
So go ahead and grab a pen and paper. It is known as a chargeback. You go to your bank and you say, I want to start a chargeback. I want to get my money back for what they did because it was fraudulent. They didn't actually sell me real actual services.
Right.
Okay. And your bank will get into that with you and help you out on that because charge back is the term that you want to use. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So as for this, I did send over an email with all of the exact explicit directions. And what I was going to tell you is I understand where you're coming from. And we unfortunately come across a lot of folks who feel the same way that you do. But this is the thing. The Google Guarantee package is exactly what it says. It's a guarantee. So Google is actually, you know, giving you complete backing and backing your name up with a minimum of $2,000 worth of insurance per client in addition to whatever your general liability covers. And they're guaranteeing that those calls only come directly to you. So it is a very specific program that is intended to replace Angie's, Home Advisor, all those type of services.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something I would be interested in, just not right this moment. But if you want to send something over to me, that'd be great.
I did.
Could you do me a favor? is there any way that you can have a particular person from your company give me a call back?
And who is that?
His name is John. I'm not sure if I have his last name. He's the guy that took care of me when I first came aboard, and he's the guy that I was talking to for a few weeks while they were getting me running. And he was just kind of, explaining everything and, helping me get through everything. So if you could have him give me a call back about, just what they've done, because I forgot that I even paid that, to be honest, and I completely, haven't even looked on, my order or anything. So if he could,
I can get somebody to call you back. Absolutely. I'm going to put you in right now for client needs contact, but it probably won't be John contacting you because he's on the sales floor. So I'm going to go ahead and put in to have somebody give you a call back that's going to walk you through the dashboard, take you through every single thing that they've done for you so far, and make sure you feel good and comfortable about everything, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Tyler. You have my contact information in the email, okay?
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.